This is Wade Reske with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Evictions have dropped in New York City by almost 50% since the passage of the new housing law in New York State earlier in 2019. Harvard graduate student workers and members of the UAW went on strike after they were unable to reach agreement with the school over pay, health coverage, and protection against sexual harassment. ICE officers pepper sprayed migrants to end their protest over prolonged detention in the Winfield, Louisiana facility. In a draconian move, despite tens of thousands of protest comments, the Trump administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture are going to stiffen enforcement of work requirements for able-bodied adults without children and disallow governor's exemptions, forcing 700,000 off of food stamps and saving $5.5 billion over 5 years. President Trump bolted from the NATO meetings early after being mocked by an open microphone series of comments by leaders of Canada, Britain, and France. Number of streaming subscribers around the world surpassed the number of cable subscribers for the first time this year. Severe reaction to brutal suppression of protests and killing of protesters in Iran has forced top leaders to ease their stance on protests there. Unions engaged in a general strike in France and outraged at the effort by the government to overhaul pensions. American Hospital Association has sued to stop implementation of a federal rule that would force disclosure of negotiated prices, claiming that it is a burden for them to disclose. Office of the Comptroller of Currency has rebuked Wells Fargo yet again for their massive backlog of employee human resources complaints and poor controls over pay this time. Catholic Bishop of Buffalo has resigned following accusations he covered up clergy sexual abuse of children. Non-teaching staff in schools has grown twice as fast as the student population. If the growth of non-teaching staff had merely kept pace with student enrollment, American public schools would have saved almost $805 billion, or $35 billion per year, enough to give every teacher in the nation a permanent $11,000 raise. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Braskin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions, Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliate.